What's up, everybody? Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Podcast. My name is Will Pruitt, and I am here to walk you through the May 13th episode of Lucha Underground. That's what I'm reviewing today. Lucha Underground. It would be called Lucha Above Ground, but they would have to film above a basement. That's a lie, actually. They don't film in a basement. I don't exactly know why the Lucha happens to be underground. It might, for all we know, be in an underground bunker, but I don't remember having to go downstairs when I went into the temple, so it's a little strange. Maybe it is more of a Lucha above ground scenario. Maybe it's a Lucha near the ground, like they feel like they dug a tiny hole to set the ring down into, so then it's under the ground. I'm probably getting way too wrapped up in this. This is the May 13th episode of Lucha Underground on the ProWrestling.net All Access Podcast. Guys, I do this weekly. That's the crazy thing. I mean, this is just the second week of it. But I'm recording Lucha Underground audio on a weekly basis. And if you want to hear that ish, you need to join ProWrestling.net as a .net member. There are so many beautiful, wonderful, just gorgeous perks to being a .NET member, including ad-free access to the site. You get yourself access to the .NET members forum to discuss with a quality group of wrestling fans. You get all of the members' audio. We do so much. Raw review, SmackDown. You get the Raw review, the SmackDown review that obviously you guys get on the All Access side. NXT reviews, Lucha Underground reviews. On top of that, you get access to the .NET Weekly audio show with Jason Powell and one of us staffers going through the news of the week, often breaking first-run news there, or, one of the funner things about that show is actually, funner? I think that's correct. More fun. One of the exciting things about that show is us, sometimes we hear things we can't really report, but we can drop some hints on. That also happens on that show quite a bit. You get the, Pretentious Wrestling Podcast with myself and Jake Barnett talking a little bit of a free-form wrestling discussion every week with some more current events topics than not. You get access to the full archive of .NET member audio, .NET member interviews that have been done over the years. Guys, it's just a great collection of stuff that you can get if you want it for just 1 month, $7.50 a month, or if you want to take the annual option, save yourself about $2 a month. You can get that issue down as low as about $5.50 a month. ProWrestling.net, check it out. Click the membership link on the right-hand side of the page and do the signing up things. So let's get into this episode. Again, this aired on May 13th, 2015. If you want to follow along with me, I'm looking at John Moore's report on Lucha Underground from the ProWrestling.net main page. I'm going to get John on this show one day. Really it's scheduling why he's not on it today. But we're going to figure that out and do this show together at some point. So let's get into the show. This week's show was pretty damn fun. We opened with a, highlight package about the number one contendership scene, both about Johnny Mundo and Alberto El Patron and Hernandez. This was a fun way to recap the events of last week. We got a couple highlights of that great Johnny Mundo versus Alberto El Patron match. Go back and watch that ish, guys. If you did not watch last week's match, you need to see that. Then we got Dario Cueto talking to his brother who is inside a cage. One of the interesting things about Dario Cueto's brother, when I got to go and visit the studio, one of the things that was mentioned is there's a mysticism built into this show. And we're just seeing glimpses of it now. But if the show happens to get a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth season, if it gets picked up and if they keep getting to do it, there is a mysticism to the world. There is a meaning to the world. One of the executive producers was telling me, some of the writers that write that side of things, they came from Lost. They came from that. So I actually just imagine that Dario Cueto's brother is the Smoke Monster. We're going to start calling him the Smoke Monster from Lost. That's what's going to happen here. Dario Cueto was talking to the Smoke Monster who was locked in a cage. And Dario Cueto had a red bag of ancient medallions. Because why the hell wouldn't he? And Cueto said once these coins were united, they would make one warrior as powerful as the gods themselves. Crazy. Then Quato said maybe they'd even make someone more powerful than the brother, than the smoke monster here. Quato said the Papa would be proud. Papa Quato's got to be a crazy dude. I want to meet Papa Quato at some point. Quato said that he should bring a TV up to his brother so his brother can watch. And the brother growled like a monster. John Moore compared these to the Power Ranger medallions, and I'm still giggling about that because that's really funny. This was fine. They are, like I said, there is an inner mysticism built in this show, and they're definitely digging into that. He also compared Brock Lesnar to the Megazord, which makes absolute sense. Vampiro was hyped to start the show. Vampiro, like, first we went into the temple. Sergio Mendez and La Orquestra kicked us off with some music. This is one of the things Lucha Underground does that's kind of fun, actually, is the live music. They actually use it to cover for, hey, we're changing out the ring mat, we're cleaning up around the ring, we're setting things for the next match. They use it to cover for that, but it's actually really fun when you get to sit back and watch and you're like, oh, okay, you're doing a thing. The crowd starts to zone it out after a little bit. I know I used it as an opportunity when I went there to go back into the VIP tent and grab a beer. So they definitely don't annoy people. And I feel like they've stuck with Sergio Mendez and his crew a little too long on TV at some points, where you're just kind of like, okay, get to the wrestling. Can I fast forward? But it was fine here. Vampiro was hyped. Matt Stryker was Matt Stryker. And there was a debuting, they were announcing matches for the night, and they talked about a debuting luchador, because that's what they do. And our first match was Aerostar versus Jack Evans. And at first I was like, oh, Jack Evans, I've seen him on TNA, I know he's wrestled in a lot of AAA, he's an international guy, does a lot of high-flying wrestling. Thought he'd be really over and the crowd would love him. No, he came out and was working heel, even claiming to have invented Lucha Libre. And Matt Stryker and Vampiro throughout the match talked about how strange it is for a gringo to say that he invented Lucha Libre. That was fun. And this match turned out to be really fun. Aerostar versus Jack Evans. They flew very high. But Evans didn't do too much dazzling offense. He kept bringing it back to the ground, using that ground game, occasionally going up high when it was time for a high-flying move, but always making sure to be cocky and arrogant and kind of a dick about it when he would do this. And this led to Aerostar doing more of the high-flying in the match and dazzling the crowd, getting the crowd on his side. Remember, this is the first time we've seen Aerostar since he lost the Best of Five series to Drago. And Drago, of course, is banished from the temple forever and disappeared in fire. Drago's actually in search of the Khaleesi. That's what's going on. Drago's looking for Daenerys Stormborn. So, we got this match. The finish came to us. Oh, Evans did a Phoenix Splash at one point that was terrific. But a missed Phoenix Splash. Aerostar was able to hit the Canadian Destroyer from the top rope. And Aerostar defeated Jack Evans in 8 minutes and 4 seconds in a pretty insane high-flying match. This was delightful. We had Alberto El Patron and Hernandez promoted as the main event of this show. Then we saw this, I think if I had to pick a favorite backstage segment this week, it was this one. We got Big Rick standing at his locker backstage. And he's just counting his cash, because Big Rick counts his money. Big Rick knows how much money he possesses at any given time, because he's Big Rick, and that's just what he does. So we had Big Rick counting his money backstage, lighting his cigar, and the mat comes up, and was wondering how Rick got the money. And Rick said, and Mac was basically asking Rick for a little bit of that cash, and Rick was like, my business is my business. Well, Rick was upset that the family didn't win the trio's titles. He mocked Mac for being a flashy guy, for dazzling the crowd with his offense, but not being mean enough. And Big Rick and the weird rolls he has at the bottom of his head said, this business is about making all the money that you can. Mm. And he said for the right amount of money, he'd whip his own family's ass as a threat, of course, to the Mac. That was fun. I liked this segment. I know I've said it multiple times in various audios, but Lucha Underground does the best backstage segments in wrestling, hands down, bar none. No one's doing it better because no one's doing it as well. No one puts the care into them that they do. So we got a special announcement from Dario Cueto. First, we just heard Dario Cueto has summoned 7 luchadors to the ring. Sorry about that, guys. It's 8 a.m. and I will be drinking coffee on this audio. There's nothing you can do to stop me. And what we found out is we were going to have a 7-way match. And the winner of this 7-way match would get one of the 7 gold Aztec medallions that Dario Cueto will be handing out. And I guess giving a chance to unite something. Maybe you have to win a lot of 7-way matches to get them. I'm not quite sure, but Dario Cueto, he's handing out medallions, but he's not going to make it easy. Because the 7 luchadors here, Pentagon Jr., Sexy Star, Killshot, Cage, King Cuerno, Phoenix, and the Mac. This was fun. It was fast-paced action. Little too much going on for me at some points, but they slowed it down and they managed to isolate kind of 2-on-2 matchups for a lot of it with other guys outside the ring. So it wasn't just complete sensory overload the entire time in the ring. Of course, like any of these matches, it got to the sensory overload portion. It got crazy at the end. And Phoenix, I believe, pinned Pentagon Jr. to, with a standing moonsault, to win the Aztec medallion. Phoenix got himself one of those sweet, sweet medallions. 1 of 7. And when united, they will make him more powerful than a god. This also had Sexy Star in the match, and she took a couple hard bumps in this one that I'm, you know, you watch and you're just like, dude, she looks like a, you know, and maybe it's just, you know, the intergender thing, but sometimes I'm like, dude, she looks like she's getting hurt out there. Just worth keeping an eye on, I guess. Dario Cueto had the trios champs in his office. Ivelisse, Son of Havoc, and Angelico. I should mention here, if you have not heard them, I was able this week to sit down and interview both Ivelisse and Son of Havoc, and those are semi-worth listening to. They're on the ProWrestling.net All Access audio feed, so check that out. Cueto said since Castro and Mr. Cisco defeated Angelico and Son of Havoc last week, they would get a title shot for the trio titles next week. Havoc's pissed! Havoc's like, yo, dude, Ivelisse's leg is still injured. That's my deep voice. I would go back and edit that into being a deep voice, but I would have to know more about audio editing to do that, and I just don't want to learn. Ivelisse then, because Ivelisse is a badass, said she only needed her hands to beat the crew's punk asses. Cueto said next week she might need her legs because it's going to be a ladder match. And Helico, Son of Havoc, and Ivelisse all said they're going to fight. They're going to do it because Cueto also asked, do you want to forfeit the titles and not go through with this, not hurt yourselves more? And they said, nah, we're doing this. So first ladder match in Lucha Underground, we're going to have Ivelisse, Son of Havoc, and Angelico versus the crew. It's going to be fun, but I got to say, as far as the trio's tag titles go, I can't wait to see challengers that don't involve B-Boy. B-Boy is, in fact, the worst wrestler of all time. We saw a shot of the full moon. Phoenix is in the locker room, and the lights started freaking out, and holy crap, it's Katrina. And she mentioned, Phoenix, you're silly. You thought you could beat Mil Muertes? You thought you had gotten him out of here? No, Phoenix, you just did what needed to happen. You see, you gave Mil Muertes your power of life, your power of rising up from the dead, and he needed that. By you By you burying him, you gave him exactly what he needed. And now, Mil Muertes is coming, and he's coming for you, and he's bent on destruction. That was the message here. And Katrina mocked Phoenix for being a pawn. Phoenix reached out, and she disappeared. And then the three skull mass dudes appeared on top of the lockers, and I believe they were dancing. Like, they had, inside their masks, they had headphones with Sergio Mendes, y La Orquestra jamming, and they're just like, yeah, get down. But, of course, they slowed it down and made it kind of creepy. So this was, I believe this was part of a bigger thing. Mil Muertes is coming back. We got follow-up on that from last week. And we got three crazy dudes coming in skull masks. We'll see what that is. Next up, main event time. Hernandez versus Alberto El Patron. Hernandez, of course, doesn't care about what anyone thinks of him. Alberto El Patron is a man of the people. And his entrance is all walking through the people. And in fact, before the match started, he decided, you know what? I need to walk through the people a little more. I need to get up in the stands. I need to be with my public. And that's exactly what Alberto El Patron did. This match, of course, it had to end by pinfall or submission. There must be a winner. Those were the rules of this match. Which seemed kind of strange at first, but I understand why they went that way as we go through with this. Back and forth match that Alberto El Patron in the end ultimately had the upper hand in. He was going to go for the cross arm breaker, lock it in, get the win. He was signaling for it, doing the whole I'm beating on my arm thing when, dramatic sip of coffee, Johnny Mundo came down and actually pulled Alberto El Patron out of the ring, attacked him, looked vicious, started hitting him. And Mundo hit him with a DDT to knock him out on the outside. Hernandez stood in the ring looking surprised, but also going, I don't care how I win, I just care about winning. Well, whatevs, yo. Well, Mundo grabbed El Patron and sent him through the window of Dario Cueto's office. Dario Cueto, I believe he was at the bar in his office, is shown mixing a drink, and it's like he doesn't even stop. He's just like, oh, hey, Alberto, what's going on, brother? Just gonna finish stirring this. Got my swizzle stick going. Takes a sip. It's just a... Yeah. Lucha. I think... pause here. This is one of the things that makes Dario Cueto different than other authority figures. Dario Cueto... He isn't necessarily a heel authority figure. He's not a good guy. But his motivation is more just to mess with people. It seems like his motivation isn't solely just, I hate you, Steve Austin, or John Cena, or top babyface. Dario Cueto doesn't hate his top babyfaces, but he doesn't like them. He just wants to mess with them. That's what Cueto does, and it works. So, anyways, Mundo was, Alberto was bloody. He had gone through the window. Mundo pulled him out, sent him into the ring. Hernandez just looks at Mundo and is like, all right, bro, I got this. Pins El Patron 1, 2, 3. And that's the match. Hernandez is shown celebrating at the end. Johnny Mundo starts headed up the steps looking mad. And this is the one thing about Johnny Mundo that I'll say. Great performer. Awesome. He turns heel on this episode. The announcers are kind of doing the why Johnny why thing. And you've got him just making the weirdest angry face. Like the, I'm mad now. Don't you see how mad I am? Face. And that's how they go off the air. Patron is shown in the ring getting EMT, EMT attention and stretchered out. Really good episode. Oh, and the announcers, funny thing with the announcers, you have, I believe, Matt Stryker, who I think always tries to make more poetic calls than he should, goes, has the temple brought out the worst in Johnny Mundo? Yes. Yes, it has, Mr. Stryker. Yes, it has. Then you had, okay, another funny thing with the angry face, and another just, Johnny Mundo can be a little too much sometimes moment. You see him, and he starts pointing to the ground, he's like, this is mine! And you think he's just gonna go like, this is my ring, or this is my house, and he goes, this is my weird hand motion world. Like, he does this weird, like, almost like the belt motion, but a little higher, like, he does this weird hand motion, and it's like, what are you doing, Johnny Mundo? You stop that. Yeah, I don't care how your world this is. You stop it, and you stop it now. Great episode of Lucha Underground, guys. From top to bottom, great plot development on this episode with Johnny Mundo turning heel. I like the way they got to Hernandez beating Alberto El Patron without El Patron having to take a big loss. I liked the backstage segments with, both with the Trios champions and with the, badassery of the Mac and Big Rick. Just really fun stuff here. Here's the thing. I know some people, they watch and they see the backstage segments and they see some of the supernatural elements to this show and they wonder, okay, it's silly, right? Like, this is silly. The thing is that in this universe, it all matters. And it's all just as, it's all on the same level. And that's one of the great things about Lucha Underground is there is a consistent narrative from week to week. There is a consistency to what is happening. It's not one week we're going to go with the ultra silly and the next week we're very serious about this. No, it's all consistent. And that's one of the reasons it works so well. Anyways, thank you guys for listening today. Thank you so much for listening to the ProWrestling.net All Access Podcast. If you guys would, head over to ProWrestling.net, check out some of the other stuff we got going on, and check out .net membership if you're interested. Thank you, everyone, and I'll be back next week.